نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد We are discussing the Surah Baqarah verse 177 since the beginning of Ramadan and I think on the first day I discussed a little about Surah Yasin Nevertheless since the radio station Ansar has joined us so therefore people are requesting that we should discuss some wazifas, as I mentioned yesterday, that they want some powerful wazifas. So there is no powerful wazifa or no wazifa more powerful than the recitation of the Quran Sharif. The ayat of the Quran Sharif, the recitation of that, the understanding of that, and making amal on that. That was the wazifa of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Of course, together with that, whilst practicing on all the other amal, then they recited certain tasbihats, whatever virtues Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned. So they read those tasbihs, they made other forms of zikr, they recited Surah Yasin, they recited Ayatul Kursi, they recited Surah Falaq, Surah Nas. Now all these things which we term as wazifas, they did, and they did recite. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned certain virtues of these particular surahs, ayat. So together with practicing on all the other aspects of deen, then when they recited these tasbihats, these surahs, then they had an impact, they had an effect. The moment they recited it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala solved their problems. Because they had that kind of yaqeen in their hearts and they had that kind of amal and practice in their lives. It was not in isolation that a person has got no namaz, no roza, no zakat, no hajj. His akhlaq and his character is extremely poor. His dealings are extremely poor. He does not fulfill the rights of his own wife and children or parents or neighbors. And then he says, well, give me some wazifa to read so that all my problems get solved. It is a different thing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sometimes solves the problem, even if that person is not a very pious person, but with the barakat of those ayat and the recitation of those wazifas, many people have had the problem solved. That is the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got no limit. And it is for everyone, it is for the sinful and for the pious. But the usul and the principle is this, that the person must be practicing on all other aspects of deen to the best of his ability. We don't say that he'll become a perfect Muslim. There will be weakness, there will be shortcomings in our lives. But at least the person is making a true and a sincere effort to make amal. He is getting up for his Fajr Salat, he is making his 5-time Salat, he is giving his Zakat, fasting in Ramadan, and fulfilling the other huquq of Allah Ta'ala and his creation. Then together with that, now when he is going to read these ayat, or these verses, or these surahs, or these tasbihat, then definitely they are going to have a tremendous impact. If for some reason after having made great effort to practice on everything, and together with that reading these wazifas, if for some reason the person's need is still not fulfilled, or the person still suffers some kind of calamity or disaster, the person was, for example, told that if you read Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, or you read the three quls in the mornings and in the evenings, then Allah Ta'ala will protect the person from all mischief and all harm of the shayateen, jinn, jadu and all these type of things. Now the person was reciting it, but he still meets up with an accident. He still meets up with a hold-up. The person still gets affected by jinn or jadu or some other kind of problem. So does it mean that that surah has lost its effect? No. What it means that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in place of the removal of that particular sickness or disease or problem that this person was asking for removal of. Instead of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala removes some other difficulty, calamity, problem that was going to be facing. He doesn't even know. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Allah Ta'ala knows. So now the person was saying, for example, oh Allah, remove my sickness and disease and ill health and restore good health. Now he's making that dua and he's reading the wazifas and he's doing everything, but it did not get fulfilled. So that does not mean Allah Ta'ala has not accepted his duas. Because the effect of duas is either you get that which you have asked for, or Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives you something better in return, or Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala removes some difficulty or problem of yours, or Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will store it for you in the hereafter. So there's no loss. There's no question of loss. The person is still gaining. So this Surah Yasin also, it must go together with other aspects of deen. It's not that the person just recited Surah Yasin in the morning and then finished. Everything else is maaf. Na namaz hai, na roza, na zakat hai, na hajj. Na namaz hai, na roza, na zakat hai, na hajj. To khushi phir iski kya hai, ke koi gent hai, to koi judge. He says if there's no namaz, roza, zakat in the person's life, then the person can be a gentleman and is a judge and all that. It makes, gives us no happiness. All these things have to be in that person's life, then it gives us happiness. So here also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informed us that the Surah Yasin is the heart of the Holy Quran Sharif. He said Surah Yasin is Qalbul Quran, Qalb, heart. Because it discusses the central theme. It discusses all other many aspects, but the hereafter is discussed, which is fundamental belief of ours, which we were discussing over the past couple of days too. As I mentioned that there is no time to go into details of or make detailed tafsir. That is why we left that ayat and came to Surah Yasin now. So I mentioned, I think at the beginning of Ramadan on the first day or something, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran Sharif. If a person recites Surah Yasin, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives him the sawab of reciting the Quran Sharif 10 times. Now here again, it does not mean that he doesn't recite the rest of the Quran Sharif and just recite Surah Yasin. We have to understand everything in its proper perspective. But the reward and the sawab is given. Now the person doesn't have the time to recite Quran Sharif, the whole of Quran Sharif every day. So he recites Surah Yasin in the morning, he's getting the sawab of 10 recitations. Then again, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that man qara'a yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawa'ijuhu. The person who recites Surah Yasin in the early part of the morning, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill the needs of that day of that person. And this is what I was explaining that day, that all of us are in desperate need of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala every minute and every second of our lives. No one, no matter what a great scientist he may be, no matter what a great philosopher, doctor, teacher, lawyer, mufti sahab, qari sahab, hafiz sahab, whoever he may be, but he is in need of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala every second of his life. Because his life is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. Which person has got the control of his life in his own hands? Has anyone got control of his life in his own hands? If that was the case, then all these people who are great scientists, they wouldn't have died. They would have said, we are controlling life. Or the atheists, those who don't believe, they would have said that we are controlling life. Life is in our hands. But we can see every day, if we have to read the newspapers, listen to news and all these type of things, that those people who make loud claims, they leave the world suddenly. Then again, the health of a person. How many of us are fit and healthy and believe that it is in our hands, that lifelong we will remain like this? Suddenly the heart fails. Suddenly the liver fails. Suddenly the kidney fails. Or the person was fit and healthy and he was driving and suddenly he meets up with an accident. And because of that accident, now he had to undergo some operations. And because of the operation, now he's got weakness of this part of the body and that part of the body. And then sometimes he doesn't recover from that operation. Lifelong now he suffers from different kinds of ailments and sicknesses because something went wrong in the operation. Yet he was very fit and healthy. He was jogging and running and skipping and jumping and everything. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, everything is in his control. So we need him every minute of our lives. Even our business houses, it is not necessary or that they will give us the profits at the end of the day. We will go there, we'll make the effort, but whether it will be really a beneficial business or suddenly there will be a disaster and the whole business suffers a great loss. How many great, great business houses all collapsed? They disappeared from... How many great empires disappeared? How many kingdoms disappeared? So these loud claims that we make, it is our weakness of iman. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives to us as a test in this world. We must use the ni'mats of Allah ta'ala. Nobody says we must not make use of it. So intelligence, for example, is given by Allah ta'ala. Now make use of this intelligence, make inventions, build spaceships, dig deep into the ground, take out the mineral, use it for the benefit of mankind, not for the destruction of mankind. Allah ta'ala has given the intelligence. But that intelligence is again in the control of Allah ta'ala. A mother has 10 children, the intelligence of all is different. Sometimes there are doctors and lawyers in the family, and then they say there are 2 children, they just can't make any kind of progress, they are mentally retarded, or they got this sickness or that weakness. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because he had great love for his ummah, and Allah ta'ala himself has great love for his creation. So this Surah Yasin, he says that if you recite it in the morning, the needs of that day, Allah ta'ala will fulfill. Now fulfilling does not mean that after reciting that Surah Yasin, now he goes to sleep and everything will come on his lap. It means that Allah ta'ala will create the conditions, he will make conditions favorable towards him so that his needs get fulfilled easily. He will not have to slog, as we say. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will provide for him from sources unknown to him. Allah ta'ala will send such customers that he did not even dream of. Or the person was unemployed and he just takes a walk and he may bump into somebody and the person says that you are unemployed. He said, yes. Or what you're doing, he said, I'm unemployed. He said, well, come with me then, I've got a job for you. Some way or the other, Allah Ta'ala will create the conditions that his needs are fulfilled. If he's hungry, Allah Ta'ala will make provision for food for him. So recitation of Surah Yasin in the morning, this is one of the benefits. I was traveling from the hotel to the airport in Jerusalem or in Israel. So after visiting Masjid al-Aqsa and returning to the airport in the morning from the hotel to Tel Aviv airport. So I was told that you must be very careful. There are lots of spies here, and when you talk to them, you must be careful what you say, because they talk to you very sweetly and they say they are Muslims and all those kind of things, but the drivers of many, many taxis are nothing but Israeli spies. So the person that I was going with, I asked him his name, he gave me his Muslim name. So I said, MashaAllah, very nice, happy to meet you and all that. And then we took off. So I was told that it'll take about half an hour plus minus to reach the airport. So I said, what better thing to do then, instead of talking and getting caught up, I'd rather recite Surah Yasin, it's early part of the morning. So he said he's a Muslim too, so I started reciting Surah Yasin. So as he was listening to me, I was reciting it a little loudly so that he can listen to, because he's a Muslim. So when I completed it, then he asked me, why did you recite this surah? So I said, I recited it because this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, man qara yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawaijuhu. And also that this surah was recited 1,000 years before its revelation to the angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the angels said that how fortunate and lucky will be those people upon whom this surah will be revealed, and how fortunate will be those hearts which will memorize this surah, and how fortunate will be those tongues which will read this surah. So therefore I recited it, and also other virtues I mentioned to him. So then he said that, no, I am a Muslim, and one of my brothers, he says, he was arrested because he was throwing stones. He was taken to prison. His head was smashed against the walls. And he was brought in such a state that The poor chap started tearing. He says that his dead body was brought and thrown on my mother's lap and was told that if your other children also continue in this kind of life, then they too will end up like this. And then another brother of mine is arrested and he is in prison. So that is why I wanted to know now, I want to know from you that if I recite the Surah Yasin, will it become the means of the release of my brother from prison? Ah, how I must have felt at that time. Nevertheless, then I explained to him and I said, don't lose hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this surah, inshallah, if he recited it after that, made a lot of dua, who knows, Allah ta'ala must have made the means for his release. So in the early part of the morning, before going for our activities, if we recite it, it is not going to benefit Allah ta'ala in any way. Our great-grandparents and great-grandparents of the past, in the past, the parents used to make sure that the children, before going to school, they read Surah Yasin and go. Before going to madrasa, they read Surah Yasin and go. So this Surah Yasin is a very powerful surah. It is, as I said, the heart of the Quran Sharif. Last year, a person wrote to me that I saw in a dream, and I want the interpretation, I saw in a dream that Surah Yasin Sipara or Surah Yasin, it is on the beach front, on the sands, and around me there's volleyball taking place, and the women are dressed scantily, and the Muslim men and women, he says, they are walking, trampling upon Yasin Sharif. On the sand there, they are trampling upon that Yasin Sharif and they're going past. Hundreds of them are coming, they're trampling upon, they jump on Surah Yasin Sharif and they go past. This is how I want the interpretation of that. I said, why? The interpretation of that is very, very clear. You don't need interpretation of that. Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran Sharif. These people who are projecting in their lives, or outwardly they are projecting that they are following Islam and Sharia and Deen, we don't say it is haram to go to the ocean. It is not haram to go and see the waves of the ocean. Or if there is some secluded beach, then to go and have a picnic there. I'm not saying it is haram. We have seen our great Buzrugs and Akabir, with a lowered gaze they have walked past there and enjoyed the beautiful scenery and enjoyed the flowing waves of the ocean. There's nothing wrong with that. But when the person knows that he's surrounded all sides by this fitna, then at that time with his beard and with his kurta and with the ladies with their cloaks and with the scarves and with the hijabs, to walk in between all those naked women, scantily dressed, and then to go and watch volleyball there, or to go and watch some other kind of sporting activity that's taking place there, where again semi-naked women are performing, then that is trampling upon the heart of the Quran Sharif, trampling upon it. Allah Ta'ala's curse and lanat is descending upon such people. And they are thinking that we are Muslims, so that is Islam in name only. There are two different cultures altogether. One is the culture of Islam, and the other is the culture of the West. The culture of Islam, there is modesty, there's haya, there's shame. So if you have to, at such a time when you know it is crowded, then sit far away or go to some hotel from the top floor, you can watch the waters of the ocean flowing and enjoy the beautiful scenery. But it is very sad when they go and sit amongst them, right in the middle of them, and then start watching all that is taking place. So I said, because you have got the outward signs of a Muslim, so there is a clear indication that you are going there and not only watching the waters of the ocean, but you are indulging in a lot of haram gazing there. But Allah Ta'ala wants to save you. Allah Ta'ala, when He loves a person, then as I said, He creates the conditions for his Islam. So I say, Allah Ta'ala sometimes wants to save a person, so he gets a dream. And then he goes and asks some interpretation of the dream, and then Allah Ta'ala makes that the means of his Islam. I will conclude like one person asked me in Madina Sharif. He said that, Maulana, I had a dream, and I want an interpretation. So I told him that, do you you won't be offended if I give you the interpretation of the dream. He says, no. I said, the dream clearly indicates that you indulged in zina in Madina Sharif. That young person started tearing, believe me, started tearing. And he says, Mawlana, it is very, very true. We were there with the family. The mother was gone to the Haram Sharif and the daughter was still left in the room. And there everybody says that we are brothers and sisters, we are Haji Bhais and Haji Bens. So the Haji Bhais and Haji Bens, then this is how they end up. So how much more control the person must put over his gaze in such kind of Mubarak places. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives me health, life, and the opportunity to continue, then I will continue tomorrow. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the realization that life is moving very, very fast. We don't know when our time of departure will come. So make our preparation from now. Eat, drink, conduct your business, marry, bring up the children. Make use of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's given gifts. But don't displease the very giver of those gifts. The father is giving the son a car to drive, to go about, to visit his friends or do other things. And then if that son takes a screwdriver and starts making big, big scratches on that car, or he starts damaging the seats, or he starts damaging the car in some any other way, will that father ever give that car again? So the gifts which Allah Ta'ala Himself has given to us, let us not use it for His disobedience. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. May Allah remove our difficulties and problems and the difficulties and problems of the entire ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and in fact entire mankind. May Allah bless the entire mankind with hidayat. May Allah Ta'ala make our life in this world and in the akhirat full of blessings, mercy, rahmat and forgiveness. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.